Hello?
Hello there.
How are you?
Talk to Deke. He said she's neat and she's clean and she had a complete physical 2 months ago. She worked for a doctor and they got everything and she said she passes all tests with flying colors.
Okay, well, I wrote her letter today.
And he said whenever you're ready to get her up here, you give him the ticket or whatever you need and his man will put her on the airplane.
Well, that's good. Well, I tell you what I did. I wrote her a letter. I haven't mailed it yet, but I wrote her a letter and told her what I expected of her and told her that if she would like to come, I'd send her a ticket and I'd meet her at the airport. And I think she understood what I expected of her, but...
Dick said that they went over that very clearly with her and she understands that. No problem.
Well, don't you think I ought to go ahead and mail her that?
Yeah, sure.
Say, I went and looked at a house today. It's an old house. The living room is about the size of our den at home. The fireplace has one wall of bookshelves. You sort of go around to the dining room, which is about the size of this one here. But it'd be a nice entertaining place. I mean, we could have.
Is it a nice neighborhood?
Well, okay. Capitol Hill is not fashionable or chic, and it also, you know, up where Bob lives, I wouldn't want to live because you do get into areas up there where they're colored and where, they have had robberies. There have even been robberies, of course, in Georgetown, but Bob even had his house broken into. I questioned the girl who's living in the house, and the people who are renting the house now are the ones that they said that they had two of their children baptized last Sunday and they met you, I think.
Yeah.
And this girl has cancer. And the boy who showed it to me, the real estate man, is a friend of Bob's. I've met him before. I bought a piece of furniture from him several years ago. And he was the one who told me the reason they have to move is this girl has cancer. And I guess they can't afford it I don't know what the thing is. But anyway. And it has a nice little kitchen with the appliances in it are about 5 years old. Bogan is named, who's the real estate man.
Does it have a disposal?
Yeah, a disposal, and even has a wall, ovens in a wall, and even has a wall of washer and dryer. I think they've had a lot of trouble with it, so I'll see about whether or not to move.
What does it cost?
Well, it's $385, and I think I'd ask Bogan if you would consider less rent. One night, that my little friend is hollering her head.
I hear.
Do you have time to talk now?
Yeah.
Bo said that I asked him what he would want in terms of a lease, and he'll even would let us have a 6 month lease, or we don't have to sign a year's lease, in other words. You'll consider something less.
We got to rent ours now, don't we?
Yeah, we would have to if we decided. But it has nice closet space. There's even a downstairs powder room and coat closet.
What does it have upstairs?
Nice little patio. Well, on the second floor, there's a nice size master bedroom with a bath, right? You don't have to go out of the room to go to the bath. It has good linen closet space. There are about two or three linen closets in the house. There's a nice size closet in the master bedroom, or maybe there are even two nice ones in there. And also on the second floor, something you would like is a little den. For instance, this man had a big desk in there and a typewriter. He was working in there. And has a fireplace in his little den. They had a little day sofa.
How many bedrooms did he have?
Well, and then you go up the third floor, and there are two more bedrooms up there, plus one bath, I think there is up there. Anyway, if we took it, the Cuban maid would take one bedroom and Courtney the other.
How many bathrooms on the second floor?
I think there are two on the second floor. It has about three baths plus the powder room down there.
Well, it sounds like much bigger than what we've
got. Oh, it is. And the closet space is good. I'd like to take a look at it and see what you think. But anyway, one thing, I thought if you liked it, I'd ask Bo if he would consider less rent for it. And then, of course, we'd have to get out of
it. Well, now, would we go ahead and move out before we rent our place?
No, I don't think we could afford to do that. For one thing, I have to contact real estate people and make sure we can sublet it. And then I thought, first of all, we might ask Marianne Means if she really wants it. You know,
yeah.
She mentioned before she'd like to have it, and if she can. I don't think Marianne makes a lot of money.
I don't think she can afford it.
But I know that she pays about $200 where she is.
I don't think she can afford it.
But
we can go ahead and show it to people that when our furniture rent it, it's better to rent it that way.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, I'd like for you to look at this, see what you think. It'd be a comfortable, livable house. We could have a party there easily for $50. And central heat and air conditioning.
That's great. Well, that sounds like what we want. Does it look nice on the outside?
Yeah, it's an old house. It's painted yellow.
Does it have a fence or something?
Yeah.
We can keep old Big.
Yeah, there's a little backyard, and, I think it'd be real cute. Now, I lived on Capitol Hill a long, long time ago, in an area that probably was a little bit worse than this. At that time, I didn't have enough sense to be scared. It's a place where, of course, I had the Cuban living in it. And it's living on, it's riding back, well, of course, you know where that Florence Church is.
Yeah. How far is that from the White House?
From the White House? About the same distance we are now. It'd take you 10 or 15 minutes to get down to work. But, you know, just right next to, you just 5 minutes from the Capitol.
Three.
It's, as far as distance is concerned, it's, you wouldn't be any worse off going to and from the White House, I don't think.
I think it's shorter, isn't it?
Don't really think so. I think it's about the same. Might be, I don't know. But anyway.
Yes, sir.
Where was Senator Anderson?
He's in his office, extension 6621.
6621.
Yes, sir.
I got something to do tomorrow. What is it? Wednesday night. I got something. Well, anyway, Marianne will get in touch with you tomorrow.
Okay.
Call her tomorrow.
Okay, well, listen, when can you go look at this other house?
We'll go tomorrow with you.
Okay.
Look, do you want to go by and have a drink with Bob tonight?
I don't have anybody here now. Why don't you ask him to come out here?
Well, he's having dinner with those people.
Oh.
I might try to drop by on my way home, then.
Okay, I got some spaghetti.
That's great.
And meat sauce.
That's great. Okay, sweetie, I think this sounds terrific.